You probably don't think you need to know about Snapchat, but if you're a youth leader, you do. Listen in.
It came as a result of the position of leadership which was imposed upon us by the God of heaven, who brought forth a restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when the declaration was made concerning the only and only true and living church upon the face of the earth, we were immediately put in a position of loneliness, the loneliness of leadership, from which we cannot shrink nor run away, and to which we must face up with boldness and courage and ability.
Welcome back to the Leading LDS Podcast. Once again, here we are to talk about all things leadership in the LDS Church. And I am your host, Kurt Frankum. If you're new to Leading LDS, I welcome you. I hope you find value here. You subscribe, you share with a friend, send it to your bishop, your Relief Society president, and get the word out there, because we're getting great feedback on the resource that we're creating and the information we're putting out there to hopefully enhance your leadership ability and just make you a well-rounded leader. Today's episode is quite unique because we sit down with John Huntinghouse. John Huntinghouse runs a very, very popular online blog, social media page called LDS Smile. Now, if you don't know about LDS Smile, it's probably because you don't like to laugh. Okay, I'm kidding. But he has six-figure digits of followers and really popular. And so I'm sure many of you listening in have probably heard of him and are following his hilarious content online. Now, the reason I wanted to sit down with him was because his platform really appeals to the youth demographic in the church. So he understands how the youth are using social media, because it's crucial to his platform to understand that, so that he can provide hilarity to the platforms that they're actually following. So this leads me to the question of, what do leaders need to know, especially youth leaders need to know about these platforms that youth are using? Now, the reality is, all youth around the world are leaving Facebook, or they're getting bored with Facebook. Okay. And this is a big problem that Facebook's realizing, and they're trying to make an adjustment. But that applies to the youth in our church as well, that generally they're not using Facebook like most adults use Facebook, or how you as a leader use Facebook, even if you use Facebook at all. And so what they're using primarily is Snapchat, or it's definitely a very popular app that they're using. And so it's important that youth leaders and bishops and anybody that's involved with the youth and striving to connect and form relationships with the youth are understanding Snapchat, and most importantly, are actually using Snapchat. So I didn't know much about Snapchat. I actually downloaded it a week before this interview and tried to figure it out, and it was very confusing. And so John helped me walk through the basic points of Snapchat, how to use it, good ideas on how to interact with youth. And so I think on the surface, this interview may seem a little bit confusing or something you don't want to listen to, but if you're a youth leader, listen in. I think you'll benefit from the information here, and you can start understanding and using the world of Snapchat, because that is where your youth are, and it's important to go where the youth are so that you can have positive influence in their lives. So here's my interview with John Huntinghouse of LDS Smile. All right, welcome back to the Leading LDS Podcast. I'm in the house, the casa of the one and only John Huntinghouse. How are you, John?
I'm doing really well.
Good. Now, if you don't know who John is, you're probably not fully Mormon.
Oh, whatever. There's so many people that have no idea who I am. I have family members who like barely know who
right.
I am.
So John runs a popular, I don't know, what do you call it? Are you past the blog status yet?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's a platform online.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of utilize the blog status, website, social media.
Nice. Yeah. So it's ldssmile.com. Mm-hmm. And you probably don't know it, but you're following him on Facebook. There's like 15, 16 million people in the church, and he has about 14 million.
No. I wish, man. No, but yeah, I mean, we have a size.
How many at right now, John? Let's brag a little bit.
On Facebook, we have about 170,000 combined with our Mormon memes and LDS Smile Facebook pages. Right. So,
yeah. And Leading LDS is quickly approaching 2,000.
Right.
So, you know,
it's right there, right on our heels. I don't even know why we're doing this.
Nice. No. So you have, there's a few things. So is Mormon memes still a thing? I mean, or you've just absorbed that into leading LDS Smile?
No. Yeah. We've just kind of integrated Mormon memes into LDS Smile, but I mean, we still kind of focus, like Mormon memes is really focused on like Mormon culture, Mormon humor. And where LDS Smile is kind of combination of both. So,
so you put up memes and...
Yeah. I mean, memes, GIFs, all that stuff that kind of appeal to the younger audience with Mormon memes.
Hey, they appeal to me too, John. Right? I'm not too young anymore. But yeah, funny stuff. So if you're not following him, you should, because we may give him a bump of 2,000 followers at the end of this. So
I know. It's the leading LDS bump, right?
Right. So it's been
the whole reason why I agreed to
this. It's legend in the... in the world of social media. So the reason I asked John and twisted his arm to let me in his home and record with him, because I mean, obviously you've built quite a following online, a platform on online, and so you know how social media works. Would you agree to that, or do I just need to vouch for you?
Yeah, you'll just have to vouch for me.
No, this guy knows what he's doing with the, I mean, he's a full-time blogger, right? This isn't something that you're... You're not a plumber by day and a blogger by night. You're yeah. full time. So
this is what I do full time. And I also teach that social media over at LDS Business College. Oh, yeah. So
yeah, you had me substitute for you once. That was fun.
It was awesome.
I look forward to my next time.
Yeah. The students loved you.
Yeah. I don't know about that. It was interesting. I realized looking into that audience that they couldn't care less that I was there and what I was saying. But, I was that guy too once in college. And so anyways, so and how long have you been teaching at LDS Business College?
Been teaching about a year now, so which has been fun.
Good experience?
Yeah, it's been awesome so far. Nice. So you're constantly learning. I mean, that's the one thing you kind of learn about social media is like there's social media experts per se, but really no, everybody's just learning. Everybody's just experimenting with it.
So. They make you wear a shirt and tie.
Yeah.
And they have to call you Brother Hunting House.
Yep, it's the church standards, right? So. Oh, boy. Sometimes they'll sneak in a Brother John instead of a Brother Hunting House. But. Nice.
So out of my vast audience, if you're attending the LDS Business College, go say hi to John. You probably had him as a teacher, but yeah, back to the subject at hand here. So I wanted to just talk about Snapchat. Okay. And a lot of my listeners are like, what does this have to do with leadership? And I think it has to do a lot about leadership, because the reality is leaders in the LDS church are primarily focused, I don't know, I'd say primarily, depending on your calling. You know, bishop is one of their huge focuses, is the youth. Youth leaders, you know, that's a big focus. And we're constantly like hitting our head against the wall of trying to figure out how they think, like what to motivate them, what they like, how to have, you know, we want to have fun activities. And so I know that social media apps and platforms, obviously in the last 10 years or so, have come on the scene. And now... I feel it's the duty of leaders to understand what these are and maybe participate so that they can build connection. And that's where the leadership comes in, is a leader should know how to connect with those that he leads in. And sometimes that involves understanding the interests of those people, and for youth and who knows, maybe elders. I mean, Snapchat is growing, and so it's something that people need to know. But what is Snapchat? Well, let's just start there.
That's a good place to start.
Right.
So Snapchat is just basically a photo and video sharing platform. It does have some unique twists and perks to it that differentiates it from places like Instagram or Pinterest or Facebook. But primarily, that's what it is. It's a photo and video sharing chat application.
So Twitter is 140 characters, right?
Right.
And so that's... You classify that as like just a text sharing. And obviously, you can do videos and photos there. And now they have Periscope.
Right.
Facebook is sort of just its own mixture of things. I mean, you can do all those things. But so Snapchat is specifically just sharing photos and videos.
Right. I mean, and there's other components to it, just like those other social media platforms have their components. But primarily, what makes Snapchat is the fact that A, you can share videos and photos and messages with each other and kind of doodle on them, make them kind of like your own.
Okay.
You can add, you know, kind of goofy filters and goofy animations with it. That kind of spice up those messages. But really, when it comes down to it, it's just basically a photo video messaging app. And with the one caveat is you can either share your stuff into a story, but that only lasts for 24 hours and then it gets deleted. And then, or if you send messages directly to each other, usually the max you can set that is 10 seconds. So that you'll send a message or a photo with a message on it or whatever that might be. And then the recipient, the person receiving that will get it. And then 10 seconds later, it'll go ahead and it gets deleted.
Gotcha. So if I'm sending a photo to one individual.
Yeah.
I'm not sending it to like my followers, like you would at Twitter or Facebook type thing.
Right. So you can do both on Snapchat.
Okay.
And so if you can send a message directly to someone, or you can add it to your stories. And if you add it to your stories, then any of your followers can, there's kind of a little bit of a, like a news feed type deal with people's stories. And so any of your followers can follow your stories, but they don't see your individual snaps that you do to individuals. And those individual messages that you send to specific people, those are the ones that like last 10 seconds.
Gotcha. And so youth or individuals may use this sort of like they text each other, right? But this is a little more dynamic. There's a photo to it. It's maybe a doodle on it.
Yeah, it's way more engaging, way more fun for the youth because they kind of get their personality into it along with the messages that they're trying to share, right?
So. Right, right. And then these stories are like, okay, I'm going to go buy a gallon of milk. Like here I am in my car. And so there's one photo and hey, and now I'm at the store. And then there's another photo and here I am picking out the milk from the shelf. Like, and then you tell a story like that and then they show them in sequence.
Yeah. So in a 24-hour period, it's chronological. So like they'll just post your first photo and they'll just go in order.
Okay.
Now they're called stories because they're just basically compiling all of your photos for the past 24 hours.
Okay.
But they're usually pretty random for the average user, for the average youth who's using this. It's pretty random. They'll be like on my way to prom, and then maybe they'll do a picture at prom, and then
okay,
or whatever it is. But or
it's just a group of photos.
Yeah, it's just
that you make public,
right?
And you can't send a story to just one individual.
No,
you can send one photo to one individual.
Yeah. So you can send an individual thing to an individual, but your stories get compiled together under your stories. Yeah.
Right. Now preparing for this interview, I asked John if he'd be willing to do it. And then I downloaded Snapchat myself and created a leading LDS Snapchat. Not that I'm asking for people to run to their phones and follow me, cause I have no clue how to use this. But talk on that a little bit as far as the user experience isn't like, it's not very intuitive. Like, and that's by
design.
By design.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's actually by design, right? Like a lot of people, when they first get Snapchat, I was the same way too. Like I realized this is a platform that we probably needed to get into, with our, you know, considering our demographic and our message that we were trying to share. But yeah, it's by design because what it's intended to do is actually meant to be social to, you know, peer-to-peer teaching. Like they want you to actually download Snapchat and then teach your friends and show them like, hey, come look at my phone. I'll show you how to use this app. Whereas a lot of platforms like Facebook or Pinterest or Instagram, like it gets really intuitive. Their user design, user interface is actually fairly intuitive. You'll notice that Snapchat is not intuitive at all. There's a few like gear icons and a few things that are semi-intuitive, but when you look at the vast majority of the interface, it's like, I have no idea what this is. And it's been made by design because they basically want you to teach each other pretty much.
Yeah. Cause I don't download it. And you know, at first I was like, okay, this isn't making total sense, but I'll spend a little time with it later. And then later I pulled it up and I'm like, I'm still not getting this, you know, and right. I was able to find the LDS smile, but even finding people like, I know on Twitter or Facebook, they're just throwing suggestions at you like, oh, we'll follow this person.
Right.
But I just typed in LDS and got nothing. Right. Yep. You have to enter in exactly the username or the you'll see the, what do they call it?
Yeah. The snap code.
The snap code.
Right.
It's basically a barcode. And I think individuals will see it like it's the ghost logo of Snapchat. And then in the middle is the profile photo or whatever it is. Right.
Right. Whatever you want to add.
There. And so basically if I see one of those, I pull up Snapchat, point into that, and take a snap of it.
Yeah, or you can you can do it that way. It's kind of hard to do that. You could do like a screenshot. Maybe if you see it on your phone or if you see it somewhere else, you can screenshot that photo. Uh-huh. And then what will happen is that they'll scan the Snapchat app will scan
all my photos,
your photo
oh, okay.
With that icon on it. And then it'll
pick it up
right
and say, follow this person.
Right. But honestly, it's one thing that's actually a lot different than any of the other social platforms, because every other social platform, even if you're physically looking for it, like if you go to Facebook and you type in LDS, it gives you like a laundry list of different LDS Facebook pages and groups and all that stuff. But mm-hmm. on Snapchat, the only way for people to add you is to have your exact username, and it has to be exact. It can't just be, you know, close or just an approximate. You know, approximation, or they add you by Snap code. There's a couple new features they added. Like you can add people who are nearby who have the Snapchat application open. You can do that as well. But really it's, they do it that way on design by right. design.
And I'm avoiding the temptation to really get into the usability and, you know, that's how you use it because even like I did connect with you, LDS Smile, but I couldn't even figure out like how to, I thought you'd have like a feed I could go through, and I couldn't even figure out how to do that.
Right.
And so, but what a great opportunity. Imagine like on a Sunday, there's a priest quorum, right? And the bishop walks into the priest quorum and he says, "Hey guys, I downloaded Snapchat this week. Like, show me how to use it." Like, no class would be so engaging or there won't be so much participation Absolutely. Than in that class, right? Then like, yeah, let me show you to do this Absolutely. And this and now connect with me, right? And to me, that's not a waste of time. You know, that's not a waste of a priest quorum. Like, you're bonding with those priests or the young women or whatever it is that you're over. And so allow them to teach you, right? Don't feel like you have to go on Google and figure this out and act like you know everything. But what a great opportunity for the leader to say, "Hey, teach me and let's connect and show me how to use this." So
right. And especially because it's something that they're passionate and interested about, right? And they yeah. love, like, if you wanted to have a youth talk for the next 20, 30 minutes, like, bring up Snapchat. And
right.
They'll tell you all about it.
Right. Now let's go back up a little bit to the start of Snapchat, because I know that many leaders out there, parents, they have a negative perception of Snapchat, that it's sort of a sexting app or a porn app, right? That
right.
the kids are just getting in trouble with, or kids at school are sending inappropriate pictures to other kids, and then it disappears in 10 seconds, right? And
right.
now there's no evidence. A parent can't pick up the phone and see anything. So in the beginning, it was this big, like, everybody's, you know, was on high alert, all the parents, because they thought this was an evil app. But have we moved past that? What can you talk to about that part of Snapchat?
Right. So, I mean, the origins of Snapchat kind of are kind of murky, and it does have that perception because of what the app does. And originally how it was used by a lot of people, yeah, it was kind of used for like sexting and a lot of those other things. But now Snapchat is a mature social media platform. It's just like Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, any of those other platforms. And as it's matured, it's actually matured into what people actually want. And it's a little counterintuitive, but people actually don't want porn. People don't want all that crap on their feed, and including the youth. Like, they don't want that. And because of that, it's matured as a platform, and now it really is become a form of communication and content absorption. So this is where they get a lot of their content, and they also interact with each other, and it's really just become their way of messaging and texting other people who yeah. they're close and they're friends with.
So. Yeah, and even, you know, there may be a bishop out there, a leader, saying, "Oh no, believe me, John, they want porn. I know a handful of kids that are getting in trouble." But when you say that, it's more like if they do want it, they'll go to a dark corner and away from any app or tracking to find that,
right?
And so, but they don't want it popping up on their phone at any given time that
right.
their mom could be looking over their shoulder type thing. So, but nonetheless, that's a good understanding to have of Snapchat, that in the beginning it was, you know, there was some avenues to get into trouble, but at the end of the day, I think you even told me that even sexting is more dominant in even just a simple text message than it is through Snapchat.
Right. And it still is, even as big as Snapchat is, it's still primarily done on like texting, because people feel like they can, I mean, that's the case for a multitude of different reasons, but the fact of the matter is, Snapchat is just a tool. It's just an app.
Right.
Like, sexting is an issue in and of itself. And, you know, we probably can talk, you know, next 3-4 hours about sexting and
right.
how to combat that. But Snapchat's just a tool. And really, it's a tool now that's matured into a social media platform, just like any of the other social media platforms, like Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, all of those places. So
nice. So what do you think? I mean, should should individuals go out and create an account, like youth leaders and things? Why? Oh, this is where I was headed. Okay. What I want to ask you about is Facebook. Many people don't realize this, but me and you are, we sort of have our heads in marketing news all the time. Facebook, one of the big problems with Facebook is the youth is leaving Facebook, right? They're headed to platforms like Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, the youth is the future, as they say. And so Facebook's concerned, right? And so you'll see adjustments on Facebook, like even the most recent, what do they call it? They have different, it's not just likes anymore. There's like loves and hates. And
yeah, the reaction icons.
There, yeah, and I've heard a few people say Facebook has gone to these reaction icons because that's more... more communicates more with the youth, right? They don't just want to like or not like. They want options to participate and have fun with social media. And so that's one answer Facebook has to hopefully hold on to the youth. And would you say it's not necessarily a good idea to say, well, I've got Facebook, you know, if you're a youth leader, a bishop, you know, I've got Facebook, I'll just communicate with my youth through Facebook. What would you say to that?
Right. Well, I mean, just like you were saying, the fact of the matter is a lot of people are leaving. I mean, youth were leaving Facebook to go to Twitter, but even from Twitter, like a lot of them are leaving Twitter and Facebook and some of the older social media platforms, if you will. And they're going to places like Instagram and Snapchat, and that's where they're at. And, you know, you can think that you're in the social media game because you're on Facebook and you're like, I'm on Facebook. I'm totally connected with them. But the fact of the matter is a growing majority of youth are using Snapchat, not just like an ancillary to their Facebook, to their Twitter. Like it's their primary social media form. Like what they spend all day on is Snapchat, Instagram, right?
Wow.
So they don't use, not only are they not using Facebook, like they're just not getting on. They're not engaging. They're not absorbing any of the content there. They're not interacting with anyone there because they're only using Snapchat and they're only using Instagram. And for a lot of people, especially with Instagram, people view that as like this photo app, but they don't realize that a lot of the youth, they use Instagram as their newsfeed, like how most like people our age.
Instagram or Snapchat?
Instagram.
Okay.
So the only reason I'm bringing this up is because I bring this up in the sense that people are using, the youth are using social media differently than even people our age use. Like we typically use Facebook for our newsfeed and to absorb news content, but the youth get that from Instagram and in a growing way, Snapchat. They're not quite there with Snapchat, but even with Snapchat, that's actually a growing content. And you'll notice that you'll start to see these media outlets that's actually create content and stories specifically for Snapchat so that they can absorb that content and information there. Hmm. So
just generally speaking, how does a youth leader going to be, how does a youth leader going to be interacting with the youth through Snapchat? I mean, is it similar to Facebook that, oh, I'm going to share this meme with my youth. Is that, that the idea or is it more like personal photos or?
Right. So, for a youth leader or someone who wants to like interact, and I think this is actually one of the misconceptions that people have, is a lot of parents, a lot of youth leaders or people will say, I want to go on Snapchat so I can, you know, kind of connect with the youth, you know, and mm-hmm. understand them and kind of follow them. But just as important is it's actually the other way around, right? It's important for you as a youth leader, whether you're a bishop or, you know, however, whatever leadership calling that you're in, or as a parent, to connect with them on somewhere like Snapchat so that it's not only for you to absorb their content, it's for them to absorb your content, right? Mm. So that they get to see you as a leader, like they get to see you at your home, that they get to see you outside of just your church leadership position. Mm. And that's actually one of my biggest things that I try to communicate with other people. When they're talking about Snapchat, it's like, well, you know, that's a kid thing. I don't want to go there. But the fact of the matter is that the youth are, that's where they're getting all of their content mm. and they absorb that. And it's really important for leaders to show the youth that there's more to them as leaders than just simply what they see on Sundays or what they see like when they get together on for mutual or whatnot, that they really do live their religion, that they really do live their lives and all of the ups and downs, you know, with Snapchat.
Yeah. And what an opportunity that is. Cause I think back to like my priest quorum advisor, right? And you know, I saw him on Sundays and maybe during the weekly activity, but I didn't know really what he did for work. You know, I had a general idea, but I didn't know where his office is, what he did day to day. And what an opportunity this is to really let them in on your life and show them things that you do. And maybe that leads to my next question is what, so let's say I'm a young men's president and wake up on a Tuesday morning, like what am I going to share? Is it sharing like, you know, this is what I had for breakfast, or is it more like using that as a texting system to the youth or?
Right. And there's multiple ways of using Snapchat, which is the beauty of a matured platform is that there's multiple ways of utilizing it. So one thing that if you're wanting to get onto Snapchat is to simply just to communicate it, like just to simply use it as a text message, because it's an app that they always have open. And that they'll look at, and no matter what it is, you know, they'll take a look at it because it's the app that they're constantly using. So if you're just trying to communicate with, one of your youth specifically, or a group of them, then yeah, it's a great way of just communicating something that needs to go down in kind of an interacting kind of fun way. But also it, like I said, it gives them background. It gives them context to you as an individual, of, you know, you might not just want to say, you know, here's my cereal this morning and here's my car and I'm driving here. Right. And here's my work logo, you know, like, I mean, that's not really engaging.
But you may be during your scripture study, you take a picture of the scripture that you're reading.
Right. And so, what you want to try to convey things that are important to you. Mm-hmm. So maybe you do go to an event, or maybe you do something as a family, you're having a family outing and you're like, oh, having fun times. But maybe even if it's a little bit more personal, maybe when you're going through some of your own personal struggles, because one of the powerful things about Snapchat is that it humanizes people, and it's something that, where a lot of the social media platforms, what they do is they create the sense of feeling like people are missing out on something. And so, because what happens is like Facebook and Instagram, and some of these places, what people will do is they'll basically filter out. They only post like basically the highlights of their life, right? Like,
right. Here's us on the beach.
Yeah.
I go to Hawaii every week.
Right. Cause it creates that perception that like everything's perfect in their lives. Right.
Yeah.
But the nice thing about Snapchat, both from friend's standpoint and from, leader's standpoint, and there was actually a study done, with the University of Michigan that kind of talked about this, where people who use Snapchat actually feel better as opposed to like Facebook and Instagram. A lot of times people use those social media platforms, they actually feel a little bit more depressed because they feel like they're missing out, that they're not, that their lives aren't as good as other people.
Yeah.
But they don't have that same feeling on Snapchat because Snapchat tends to be more real and it tends to be more personal, which is actually beneficial for the youth, especially as a youth leader. Because what happens is they realize that you're just a person, right? Like that you go through struggles as well. And that when they go through their struggles, that, you know, that you would understand, that you can understand. And perhaps that you're someone that they can come to. And when they have their issues and when they have their problems, they realize that you're not just this perfect, you know, youth leader or the bishop who never does anything wrong or has everything perfect in their life, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it humanizes it, which is actually one of the biggest advantage of Snapchat is because it allows you to connect and communicate with your youth on a much deeper and personal level because of that.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. And that would go probably for parents as well, to interact. And it's another avenue to interact with youth. Right. And I guess I'm trying to think of the differences with Facebook, because I mean, you can share things from your life from Facebook, but Facebook, you know, if I wanted to send a message to one individual, that'd be a lot harder to do, right? And keep it private. Cause usually if I share something on a wall or something, it's
right.
A ton of people see it.
Right.
But Snapchat gives you the ability of, oh, I read the scripture and thought of this one youth in particular.
Absolutely.
I'm going to snap a picture of that, send it to them and say, hey, this made me think of what you're going through right now. Or,
right. Well, and the beauty of Snapchat, like we talked about before, is one of the bonuses of it is more engaging because it's a photo and you can add little doodles and things like that.
Yeah.
But you can do that in a powerful way. Yeah, and you can do that in an inspirational way. Mm. And actually, I mean, one of the ways that we use it, and our our primary reason why we're even on Snapchat is because there's just not a lot of LDS content creators on Snapchat, period. And so what we want to do is, and this is kind of one of our models that's always been from the beginning, is that we will always go to wherever the youth are. And so in this case, it's Snapchat.
And that really should be the motto of every youth leader. I mean,
right. Yeah.
Like you got to go where the youth are.
Right. And in 5 years from now, it's not going to be Snapchat. It'll probably be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Right. And so we'll constantly evolve and constantly change and go to where they're at. And so that when they go to these places that, you know, as they're scrolling through their stories, as they're scrolling through people, that they see good content. You know, a lot of times what we'll do is we'll take quotes, we'll take general authority quotes, and then we'll break them up into like multiple snaps and kind of create a little storyline. But we add photos behind it. Right. So maybe it's a quote about, you know, the a train, you know, and, you know, the conductor, you know, being symbolic of Christ. And so as we break that up, we'll have like photos of Christ and then have that a partial quote on that. And then the next one, maybe it was, you know, it was President Monson who made the quote. And so like our last photo will be about President Monson, or we'll just do a little doodle, whatever it is. My point being, though, is that when you're sharing these messages, and like we talk about doodling, and you get this perception of that doodling is just like silly and, you know, it's kind of fun, but it can also be inspirational, right? And it can be, and it connects with them. And so like when you're doing your scripture reading and you run into a scripture that you think is very pertinent to a very specific youth, first of all, you can share it with them directly, knowing that they understand that it's not being shared with the world, right? And that it is a personal thing. But instead of just like a text message, hey, I was thinking about you, like you create a photo. Like literally, I am thinking about, I'm looking at the scripture and I'm thinking about you and I'm engaging because I'm taking this photo and I'm creating this content that is more engaging than a simple text message. So it can connect to your youth and it can connect to them on a much deeper level than just simply like a text message or one of those methods.
Nice. And anything else as far as what parents should know about Snapchat? I mean, as far as monitoring and just on the line along the lines of just keeping them safe and making sure that they are, you know, participating in uplifting content on Snapchat.
Right. And so, I mean, we talk about there's always going to be pros and cons to every social media app. And it's just, I mean, our first advice that I give any parent when we're talking about social media in general is you need to talk not to a specific app or platform. You need to talk about social media in general. You need to talk about those topics in general first and have those conversations. You know, whether it's about pornography or sexting, or even it's just what's appropriate, what's inappropriate.
Yeah.
You need to have a conversation about privacy, understanding that, especially with Snapchat, you know, make sure that they know that even though technically the photo gets deleted after 10 seconds, nothing really ever goes away. Right.
Right.
And
it's on a server somewhere. In the world.
it's even in the terms and the privacy policy on Snapchat, like they keep it on their servers because they can reuse it for other content. Like when they, obviously if it's like super inappropriate, they're not going to use it, but they still keep all of that content. And so like whatever, you know, it's a really good and important thing when you're talking and having this discussion with them to make sure that they understand that even though it technically deletes, like it really is on there, right? And then you need to treat everything that you send out as such that it will be, you kind of need to treat it like a loaded gun, right? Like that it really can just go out to the world and, you know, would you be okay with that? And honestly, when it comes to Snapchat, one of the things that, I would have a discussion with, and this is kind of goes with social media, but a Snapchat in general, because we talk about the concerns that people have, like with sexting or sending inappropriate photos. But what most people don't realize is that the vast majority of people of youth who, not just LDS youth, just any youth in general, the vast majority of them who engage in such conduct, do so because of peer pressure. And so a good topic to have with them is talking about how to deal with peer pressure. I mean, that's not just good only on Snapchat. That's just good in life, right? Like understanding how to deal with peer pressure, how to deal with when your friends want you to do something that you're not comfortable with doing or wanting to do, right? Yep.
So I think you bring up a really good point that you just can't blame the app or the tool, right? Because there's going to be another tool. And it makes me think about, like, years ago, I remember as a young child hearing about groups, religious groups organizing and going in and picketing in front of the adult porn store, right? And how frustrating it must be now that all that effort, you know, sure, they may have, that store may have closed down, but now they live in this world that's just surrounded by it, and the monster just morphs into something else, right? And so, just like you say, you've got to just sit down and have these conversations, because you can't blame the app. And so hopefully, you know, content like this, episodes like this, will help you understand the app so that you can't just dismiss it, right? And say, that's not allowed in this house. And so, you know, because what you're doing by that is you're alienating them from all their friends, and that therefore they feel worse about you that you did that to them, right? And
so, well, I mean, the problem with that also is it becomes a little bit hypocritical, right? Because we use technology all the time, but we use technology that we understand,
right?
But what happens with apps like Snapchat or whatever new app that's going to come up in 5 years is, because it's new, like, we typically don't understand it. And because we don't understand it, like, we don't see any of the benefits or why people use it. And we see the dangers of it because we for whatever reason, we understand, and we can see the dangers, and therefore we're like, no, you can't use Snapchat. But we don't realize the fact that just because we don't communicate with Snapchat, like, doesn't mean that they don't. And, like, all of their peers do. Like, when I say that they don't go onto Facebook to send messages or to interact, I mean, like, they literally do not log on to Facebook. Like, for those of us who are Facebook junkies, like that's kind of hard to understand. But, like, it's not like they have a Facebook that they use Facebook, then they'll go to their Snapchat, then they'll go to their Twitter, then their Pinterest, and their Instagram. They usually have one or two platforms, and that's it. And, like, I mean, they might have accounts everywhere, but they'll only use one or two, because really most of us only use primarily one or two apps, just because it's too complicated to use otherwise. And so, yeah, I mean, it's really important to have those conversations, and even more important, just having that relationship where you can just discuss with them openly and honestly, and talk with them. And when they have issues, that you have a relationship where they're more than willing to come and talk to you about that. And then they feel that it is safe, right? That, that it's not this, like, huge, massive deal that you blow up and, you know, and then they try to hide, or they try to find their answers elsewhere, right?
Right. So, yeah. Well, that's really helpful. And so here's your assignment. Everybody that's listening, especially if you're a leader of youth, go out and download Snapchat, right? And so what do we, and you can start by following John and then follow me.
Right.
By the time you follow me, we get this public, I'll have something on there. Again, before I leave, John, you just need to walk me through, show me how to use this thing, because I really have no clue.
Hey, but that's what we
so
do.
Once you download it, don't try and figure it out in that moment, but then show up on Sunday or during your weekly activity and say, hey, let's take 10 minutes and show me how to use this app, right? And I'll follow you all, or is that the term, follow, or I'll snap you, or is that?
Right, you could do that, and if they have their phones.
And then go from there.
Yeah.
Right? And again, this is just, you can really get ahead of the curve here with connecting with these youth by being where they are, right? And that's, I guess, really the message of this episode, is being where they are, right?
Yep.
Are we missing anything, John?
Oh, I'm sure we are, but...
We are, but John, you'll be our official social media correspondent. We will have you back to talk about the next thing.
Right. So in 2 years, we'll talk about the current.
Can you fill us in on Tinder? That's probably out of your...
Okay, yeah. So Tinder is kind of like, don't really use that.
Right, because we're both happily married, and hopefully we never have to use Tinder. But so, John, where can people connect with you, find you, as if they're not? But just humor me, and let's imagine there's one or two people that do not know who LDS Smile is.
All right. Well, you can find us on Facebook. You can just look us up on at LDS Smile. You could also follow us on Instagram as well. And Snapchat. Hey,
Snapchat.
Yay.
Yeah.
And so, but like we said, you have to type it in exactly. So
that's
just
right.
one word, LDS Smile, and then we'll pop up. And you can, if you want to see how we're using Snapchat, you can, I post multiple times a day on Snapchat. So
cool.
You can kind of see how we utilize that tool for the youth.
No, and I love LDS Smile, and a great way, like if you just need an icebreaker, like the beginning of, you know, Deacon's Quorum or whatever, like.
Or the website, yeah.
Yeah, you can go to the website and just say, hey, let's look at a few funny memes, right? They're out there, and they're all spiritual, you know, related or related to the church culture, those types of things. Mm-hmm. So it's fun. Well, thanks, John.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Until next time.
Right?
That concludes my interview with John Huntinghouse of LDS Smile. I sure appreciate his willingness to break down this confusing app and help us understand the world of our youth a little bit better. I hope you're inspired by it and you go out and download Snapchat and look up Leading LDS, all one word, on Snapchat and start following me. I don't know if I'll use it as a dominant platform for Leading LDS, but nonetheless, I'm going to play around with it, put some stuff up there and see if we can figure this out together. But what a great idea to go to your youth and on a Sunday or a weekday activity and say, hey guys, I downloaded Snapchat, show me how to use it. So good information. I encourage you to go to Facebook and look up LDS Smile and follow John and what he's putting out there. It really is hilarious stuff, and it's all good clean comedy applied to the LDS world and culture. So really good platform. Go check him out. As always, all we ask is $1 a month for the content and resource that we're trying to create at Leading LDS. And I sure appreciate when I see those new donations come in, the new Patreon supporters, it's like, it makes my day because it encourages me and motivates me and really gets me going to the next episode or the next article that we want to put out. And again, my goal is to do nothing more but to enhance the leadership in the church to a level that we can really, really speed up the kingdom of God and really have an influence wherever we are and just be a supplement to the many inspired resources that are out there. And so go check out leadinglds.com/help, H-E-L-P, and there's a link there to donate $1 a month and a variety of other things you can do that's going to help promote and assist Leading LDS to achieve its mission in enhancing leadership around the world. Until next time, be a leader and not a calling.